back, everybody, to the Real Madrid podcast. And coming up today, we're going to be looking ahead to this weekend's meeting with Elche, and we'll round up what has been happening in the Madrid news so far this week. Well, let's start with some good news surrounding Sergio Ramos, who's been out for the last 10 games. He's been back in training, building up to a return which is expected to be in Champions League next Tuesday against Atalanta. It is, though, possible that as well he may feature at some point in the game against Elche this weekend. Worth pointing out, though, the team has performed an awful lot better in his absence this time than in previous occasions. 6 victories, 2 draws and just 2 defeats. And the latest this afternoon, by the way, on Thursday, is that he trained in full with Eden Hazard and the rest of the squad with no adverse reactions. Luka Jovic has been talking about life in Bundesliga, which after a promising start has stalled of late. He scored 3 goals, remember, on his return to Eintracht Frankfurt in his first 2 games, but he's gone 6 without a goal since. He said, "I'm still not at the level I'm used to being at. At the moment, I just don't simply have the strength to play 90 minutes, but I am working hard and it will come soon." Andre Silva, of course, is still the main man over there. 19 goals for him in the last 21 games, and he's a big target for a number of clubs, including Barcelona this summer. Now, moving on to contracts and the extensions thereof, we'll have an update on Sergio Ramos in a few minutes' time. But at the moment, it's said that negotiations with Rafa Varane are almost complete on extending his contract, which expires in June of 2022. The 27-year-old defender has been with Madrid, remember, for 10 years since signing as a 17-year-old from Lens. It's expected his deal will be extended by a further 3 years until 2025. Plenty of eyes cast in the Munich direction as the German press have reported that David Alaba has picked up an injury. No word yet on just how serious this might be. He is yet to announce where he is going to be playing next season. His agent, though, has denied that there has been any meeting with Laporta over at Barcelona. Interest said to be hotting up too in sporting clubs. 18-year-old Nuno Mendes, PSG, Manchester United, Liverpool and Madrid, who actually see him as a long-term replacement for Marcelo. They've all been watching his progress over the course of this season. However, what may dampen the enthusiasm, certainly in Madrid, is that his new contract, which was signed in January, increased his buyout clause from 45 to 70 million euro. Whether Madrid would want to invest such significant money in a young, relatively unproven player is unlikely, especially considering budgets are going to be stretched this year and there is still the Mbappe and Haaland deals potentially to consider. And staying with Kylian Mbappe, he posted a picture of himself and Leo Messi on the pitch after last night's Champions League match, which sent social medias into something of a meltdown. And also much discussed today were the comments from PSG president Al Khelaifi, who declared to the TV cameras Mbappe and Neymar are currently Parisians and they will continue to be Parisians. What's interesting here is a report also appears today revealing the 3 promises that Real Madrid have allegedly made to Mbappe if he decides to leave PSG. The first would be that they would sign him this summer. The second would be that there would be a guarantee Zidane would remain for at least 1 more season. And thirdly, Madrid would match PSG's salary offer, which would include him keeping 65% of his image rights, which would elevate his salary higher than PSG's current offers. It was also revealed as well at the time that Mbappe has already turned down 3 offers from PSG to extend his contract. And staying with contract extensions, Sergio Ramos, he had been questioned on his Madrid future. He said this afternoon, "There is a lot of uncertainty. I would like to be able to say something, but I can't. There is nothing new to say. I can guarantee when there is something to report, I will indeed communicate it myself. At present, though, I am calm, I am focused, I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. I am fully recovered from injury and raring to go. Now, just going back to some of the up-and-coming youth talent which Madrid are keeping eyes on, one name which has come up this week is the 17-year-old Christian Motiva. The 17-year-old midfielder who's currently with Osasuna. He's under contract until the end of next season. His termination clause at the moment stands around 1.5 million euros. That, though, will go up to 4, then 8 if he gets into the first team squad, then the first team. Madrid, not the only team that are keeping tabs on him. A number of clubs from Premier League also are keeping a watchful eye over his progress. Now, Madrid has unveiled the latest addition to its roster of club sponsors. They are Meatless Farm, one of the most prominent vegan food companies in Europe. Emilio Butragueño said that we have an important role as a global team to engage society in making real changes that help to create a more sustainable world and to improve personal health and performance. Interesting, not the only club that is following this route. In Germany, Bochum have actually removed all meat-related products from their club's canteen, so none of the players eat meat-related products during the course of the day when they're at the club, and they've switched to vegan. They were struggling last year. Guess where they are this year? Yep, you've guessed it, top of the table and looking at promotion back to Bundesliga. Now let's look ahead to the coming weekend. Madrid in third place behind Barcelona and Atletico, who won their final game in hand against Bilbao this midweek. So Madrid have a gap of 8 points to close with 36 points left to play for. So it's difficult, but by no means impossible. And starting this weekend, who knows, Getafe could do Madrid a favour as they actually meet Atletico. Whilst Madrid are at home to Elche, they come into the weekend in 17th place, battling to avoid relegation after promotion last season. Now, they sprang a major surprise last weekend with victory over Sevilla by 2-1. Now, that was only a second win in La Liga since their last surprise victory. That was over Valencia back in October. Now, they really do need to regain the form that saw them lose only 2 of the opening 10 games this season on the road this campaign. They did actually win their first 2 away games of the season at Eibar and Alaves. That win over Alaves back in October was the last away win they registered. They're also one of the lowest scoring teams in the league. The flip side of that is, if you're going to beat them, prepare to dig in and work hard. They've conceded just 15 goals on the road, and that is only 2 more than Real Madrid. So then, who are the players to look out for? Who are the danger men? 9 different players have scored overall this season. Lucas Boye, the much-travelled forward, who is still owned by Torino. This is his 4th club since 2017, all on loan. He didn't actually score a single goal at Celta Vigo in his first spell in Spain. That was back in 2017-2018. And he didn't score last season either when he was on loan at Reading. This season, though, he's on 5 for the campaign, which is only 1 off his best ever season when he was at AEK. That was a couple of years ago. Now, he actually scored the last time he came to Madrid. It was in December when they played against Atletico. Yosan sits a goal behind him, as does Fidel Chavez as well. Of the 10 different assist providers, Fidel is joint top with 3 alongside the veteran defender Antonio Barragán. As for the history then between these two clubs, it's meeting number 44. Madrid have won 27, drawn 10. And lost just 6. Madrid have won 8 of the last 9 meetings. That dates back to Elche's last win, which was in 1978, when Malovny's team were beaten by 3-1. Now, earlier in the season, though, it ended 1-1. Modric opened the scoring with Fidel equalising. Madrid dominating in terms of possession on the day, 68% of it, creating 14 goal-scoring chances, but only had 2 more on target than Elche's 3. Madrid have won on their last four visits here. That does go back to that day in 1977. One of Madrid's biggest ever wins came against Elche. It was 11-2 back in 1960. It was a good day for Pepillo, who scored five, and Puskás was one behind on four. And there we are. That rounds it up then for this edition. Thanks for joining me. I look forward to having a company again next time. Enjoy the match over the weekend as we look forward to that big occasion in Champions League next week as well. For the moment, though, from me, Tim Cable. Bye-bye for now.